In a major speech in Israel today, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Israel will take unilateral steps for separation from the Palestinians if a U.S.-backed peace plan fails. Mr. Sharon warned Palestinians they will get less territory unless they back the U.S. plan. And he said Israel will act within months if the Palestinians do not cooperate. Joining us now from Jerusalem is NPR's Peter Kenyon. Peter, what specifics did Mr. Sharon give?
Well, essentially, he was committing Israel to pursuing the U.S.-backed roadmap for Mideast peace. That was the main point of the speech. This is, of course, the plan that would lead to the creation of a Palestinian state in about 3 years or whenever a series of steps are completed by both sides. And, of course, the Sharon government has never formally accepted that roadmap. They've lodged more than a dozen reservations to the plan. And neither side has fulfilled any of their major commitments under the plan so far. So what this speech said today is that if the Palestinians fail to do their part after several more months of effort here, Israel will begin to take unilateral steps, implementing what Mr. Sharon calls disengagement. This is a strategy that was favored initially by the Israeli left, although they would prefer a withdrawal more or less to Israel's pre-1967 borders. Disengagement under Mr. Sharon will almost certainly include a greater and continued Israeli presence on some of these lands in the West Bank and Gaza that Palestinians would claim as part of their eventual state. But one of the specifics that has the Israeli right up in arms tonight, especially the Jewish settlers who live in the West Bank and Gaza, is the warning from Mr. Sharon that if he is forced to take unilateral action, that some isolated settlements of Israeli citizens will be evacuated from the West Bank and or Gaza. This is something that a majority of Israelis have long supported, but it's anathema to the settlers.
Did Mr. Sharon say that he is ready on his part to fulfill the requirements of the U.S. peace plan? Indeed, does he talk about consulting any further with the U.S. about his plan?
Well, he will consult with the U.S., there's no question. United States has lodged a fairly clear opposition to some of these unilateral moves, saying they could make a final negotiated peace that much harder in the long run. On the other hand, the U.S. has also lodged pretty strong opposition to this security barrier going up in the West Bank and around Jerusalem. And Mr. Sharon tonight made it quite clear that that is going full steam ahead. In fact, there's a new tax being announced on diesel fuel that will cover several hundred million more dollars to build more pieces of this barrier. In terms of the Israeli compliance with the roadmap for peace, this again, there is strong comments in favor of that, but very few specifics in terms of what they're actually willing to do, aside from withdrawing a few of what Mr. Sharon calls unauthorized settlements. That's not what the roadmap talks about. The roadmap talks about getting rid of all settlements from March of 2001, and he has made no mention of that.
Any reaction to the speech yet?
Some reaction. Palestinian negotiator Dan Abutu said that this looks like not a withdrawal to the 67 borders, which the Palestinians would like, but again, a potential de facto annexation of Palestinian land. It's been a very quiet reaction so far from Washington, which may prove to be among the most important ones.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Alex.